You must be very proud of our boys there tonight, Warren.
Listen, that's, I said last week that was one of the best performances of my 17 years in football, and that tonight, the work ethic in that changing room and the disappointment, that's what I couldn't believe. Yes, no one likes getting beat, but what a performance. What a performance from the boys. Mistakes cost us. And I said to them, I said, get in the good habits of what you've done the last game. Your clearances, your defenders. But look, I couldn't criticise any of them. You know, another night we might have knocked one. And I said I'm not a manager who's going to sit and be afraid of teams. I think I showed at the end when I threw four up front. You know, we're still in the game. It says it all when their manager comes over to one of our players. I won't name him, but he says that you never stop running. And he shook my hand after the match and he said to me, you've got a very, very good team. And that's in my children's life, a very good team. He said, your work ethic, you want to play football. And to be honest, they were relieved. They were relieved if you looked at their bench after. But listen, every single one of them players, and even the ones that aren't playing, I've said to them in there, never lose. The attitude's what they've showed me. I don't mind people being disappointed because I want everyone fighting for a place, but I don't want sulkers, and I don't have that. And I said this, if I can add maybe one or two more, I'd be over the moon, but I've got a special changing room in there. Our focus is now the league, and I've told them that there, what I want off them, what I expect off them after that. And listen, it's been a great ride, but we're all building up for the league campaign. And what I've said is I want Linfield's identity back, and that's winning trophies, and that's going to be our aim this year.
Great experience, great occasion, great atmosphere out there. They can only learn from that, can't they?
It's phenomenal. They're coming up against world-class players. You know, they're saying about the guy Borges is off the Premier League, I've heard. The next couple of days, the big guys went to Real Madrid, obviously never played. But, you know, you're coming up against world-class players, footballers. I've said to the boys, look, the quality in them, yes, but they didn't beat them for their desire. They didn't beat them for the work rate tonight. And that's what I've said as a player. One thing, never lose that work ethic, because it goes a long, long way. And as I said, yeah, them players showed that tonight. I'm absolutely, you know, delighted with their performances because, as I said, you know, they were relieved. And there's their fans after the match with an Ulster flag and a Linfield flag. Listen, and that says it all. That says it all to me. But, you know, them players can take a lot of heart from that performance tonight.
There's great respect from their fans for our lads' effort out there. They gave their all, didn't they?
Well, 100%. That's what I said to them. You know, it's a hostile place. You know, it was a great atmosphere by their fans. But as I said, that, you know, that's respect thing. The boys have earned that respect. You know, to lose part-timers, to lose against a top, you know, European team who's been in the Champions League. You know, the big Glentoran was at 9-0 over two games. To lose by a goal and another night, you know, we could have nugget. It just shows how far that changing room's come. And I said this at the start of the year, you know, it's a new year for Linfield, and I'm not going to single away with a magic wand and do this, but, you know, it's been a very, very good start, and hopefully, you know, one that we can go on.
We were going for it at the end, and you can see how happy they were, you know, to hang on at 2-0.
Oh, definitely. You know, I'm not going to, I say we're still in the tie. I said that to the boys when we went 1-0 down. We're still in the tie, you know. But no, I'm not one who's going to sit back, because I said, don't fear anyone. Do not fear anyone. You know, this is Linfield Football Club, and that's the biggest club on this island. And it showed that tonight, that, listen, I'll take the game to teams, and I mean that.
All over the park, 14 heroes out there, plus the ones who didn't get on.
Massively, massively, you know. As I said, you can see that now standing here, how relieved they are. And I mean that. The boys showed an attitude, a desire to succeed. Listen, you know, quality come through in the end. But that's nothing. That's nothing to take away from our boys, because, you know what I mean, as I said, yeah, we always knew, you know, going into it, we were going to be the underdogs, but what a performance we've put up over two legs.
We've got to relax now and, you know, unwind again and then start to pick our heads up looking for Portadown on the 9th of August now, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. You know, the boys have, it's been a long week. It's been a good bonding session as well. You know, our focus is on the league, and as I said, you know, we'll be coming this year, believe me.
We've done the club, we've done our country proud in Stockholm this entire week, really, haven't we?
Massive. Listen, it's Linfield Football Club. I keep coming back. You've got to conduct yourselves on the pitch and off the pitch. And all the boys have this week. They've been absolutely brilliant. What's awesome, they're around the hotels. You know, I think that the people in the hotel, the staff have took them, because, you know, the boys are around helping them. I don't know, I've seen them picking up boxes today for some of the staff, which, you know, they don't need to do it. You know, they're here to play football, but it just shows that change room, they want to help in. And as I said, yeah, they've learned a lot of respect off the people of Sweden. this week, and as I said, it's been a good week bar obviously the disappointment, the result, but you know, there's nothing to take away from what them players have done tonight.
Nice touch from UEFA and from the Swedish team here. Do a minute's silence for our former chairman who sadly passed away today.
That's fantastic. You know, as I said, it was sad news. You know, he was a friend of my father's. You know, and as I say, it's sad because it's, you know, it's on the day of the game. You know what I mean? It's, you don't want, you know, people's faces, and obviously around that, trying to keep the boys up because obviously some of them know him around the place, but. Great respect from, you know, UEFA tonight and the Emmons and their fans for that minute silence, you know. So I'll be a AK Stockholm fan from now on in Sweden.
Billy would be proud looking down on us tonight, wouldn't he?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I think his nephew or his grandson was over here on this trip, but you know, he can be very proud because, you know, them boys showed a good work ethic, as I said, tonight. And hopefully we can carry this on now.
Well done all week and over the European run, and get the boys ready for the start of the league campaign.
Thank you.